This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're at the ABA Ag Bankers Conference in Omaha and ran into Fidella. Hey, great to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
And with Wells Fargo as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So give us a little bit of the background of how you ended up where you are today. Did you grow up in ag? Did you grow up wanting to be in banking? How'd you end up here?
Well, it's an interesting story. It starts with my parents immigrating from the Basque region in Spain. They were in the agribusiness space there and ended up settling in Southern California along the Mexico-Arizona border, where we were raised on a family farm of sheep, cattle, and then our primary business exported feed to Asia. So my whole life I've been involved with it. When Dad needed another worker, out I went to help, moving sheep, bucking hay, also involved in 4-H activities. So we had our animals during that period of time. And then when I graduated from college, I got a finance degree, ended up heading back to the area that I grew up in, and lo and behold, went to work in the banking industry and always ended up in the ag space in some form or fashion. I think my passion just came through every time an opportunity came up.
Does that, you think, I know the answer already, I'm teeing this one up for you, but does that really give you a unique insight when you're sitting down to help producers?
Yes, very much so. There's a language in the industry. I usually have focused on, when I start working with a brand new client, I focus on their operations. I want to understand, that's where their passion is. I want to understand how they run things. I want to understand their management skills. And then we can go talk about the numbers, look at the historical side of how they've performed over the past few years and where do they want to go and help build the bridges. But it certainly goes a long way, and it resonates with clients when you can say, I come from your same background.
Let's talk this. We've been hearing this now for better part of a year, recession. And in some instances in the past, we've had a recession. Ag's been able to fly above, if you will. What about the one we see coming?
Well, we feel that it's going to be much of the same. People have to eat. In the past several recessions, it has proven that ag has continued to move forward and not been impacted negatively. What you probably will see are people perhaps switching out, for example, in protein. Maybe they're not spending as much on a more expensive steak. They might switch it to another protein form, chicken, fish, beans. We'll see some of that. And then even in the restaurant side, you may not go out to the nicer restaurant. You might trade down to something that's a little less expensive. But overall, the basic premise is people have to eat, and that is something that will always keep ag probably out of a very deep recession.
Margins.
Yes.
Is that going to be the key word, if you will, as we roll into 23 and 24?
Yes. So as everybody is aware, we've been having significant increases in interest rates, in the short-term interest rates, which impacts our customers that have revolving lines of credit for their working capital needs. So what we see is our best customers have been preparing for it. They have seen it coming. They've been building it into their operations. There could be some deterioration in the margins that they had because they have to spend more on interest. But what they are doing is pivoting and really understanding the balance of their numbers going into their expenses. And are there areas that we can cut back on? Are there other service providers that we can substitute? And even in the feed costs, for example, for the folks in the livestock industry, are there ways for us to substitute less expensive components in our feed rations, for example? So we find that the clients that know their numbers the best, who really understand the impact it's having are going to be the ones that survive this.
So you mentioned numbers. When you're thinking of what numbers a farmer really needs to know, obviously it may be more than we want to talk about right here, but at the top of the list, what do you think are the most important numbers producers need to be focused on?
Well, we view it, there's three pieces to the financial reporting we look at. We look at a balance sheet. We want to understand how much leverage. For every dollar in equity they have, how much do they have in debt? And can they support that debt? If you shift over to the income statement, well, we're keen on the revenue numbers, but also what are those expense numbers and how are they impacting what their bottom line is going to be? And then the third component is the cash flow. It's the movement of cash. When you get a dollar in, how is that dollar moving through your operation? And is it coming back as a full dollar, or is it a dollar plus some sort of a margin where it's profitable for you, or is it coming back as less than a dollar back into your operations? So we really highly recommend that clients have good rapport with whoever their CPA is. Oftentimes, particularly in agribusiness, many companies are focused on the tax implications. We like to look things from an accrual perspective. So if you have a good accountant, they're able to bridge what your tax numbers are showing and what your accrual numbers are showing.
So good to see you. Enjoy the rest of your conference.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And if we want to keep up with Wells Fargo, can we do that online?
Absolutely. WellsFargo.com. You can visit our website. We have a section that talks about commercial banking, and you can drill that down further into the ag and agribusiness opportunities that we support.
Again, from the 2022 ABA Ag Bankers Conference in Omaha, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.